This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see
Welcome
skies
back
so blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. And I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Do all of your gardening questions to really help you out with what's going on. You know, snow, not a bad thing when it comes to the garden coming up in the areas. I know some areas have already hit the snow and had it. Some areas have not. But, you know, it's actually good for your soil. It's good for your plants. It insulates them, keeps them at that temperature. But the one thing that can happen is if there's only just a little bit of snow covering underneath, sometimes the sun rays can hit the white snow and reflect up on some of your rhododendrons, those type of things. That's kind of one of the downfalls of it, but you can't really do much about that. There's nothing you can really do to fix that. So that's something to be worrisome about. You know, we've talked about using wilt proof. You can be using wilt proof or wilt stop. Wilt stop's a great one from Bonide. That's a great product. But it's not just about using it on your outdoor evergreens. You can definitely be looking at using it for decorating purposes. Now, the holiday decorating season has begun, and using fresh greens, wreaths, roping, and cut trees inside and outside the house are all part of making the season merry and bright. Have you ever had those decorations dry out, turn brown, and drop their needles long before the holiday season is over? Bonide has the answer. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath ready to use. This all-natural product, once applied to your cut trees, wreaths, roping, and greens, will put a clear coating on the greens, which keeps them from drying out. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath ready to use seals the moisture in, so your decorations stay fresh looking longer. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath is available in a pint ready to use with a convenient trigger spray. For those larger holiday decorating jobs, get Bonide's all-natural Wilt Stop plant protector available in pint, quart, and gallon concentrate. Bonide products are made in America. Wilt Stop Christmas tree and wreath ready to use and other Wilt Stop products are available at these fine stores. You can find them at a Mahoney's Garden Center near you, West Lebanon Feed and Supply in West Lebanon, New Hampshire, and at Campbell's True Value Agway in Central Maine. Or go to bonide.com for a retailer near you. Now, it's definitely something to be looking at doing and getting ready and protecting those Christmas trees that you're bringing indoors. And you're bringing them in. Sometimes you put them in a corner where the heat is. It's a little bit warmer. They dry out a little bit quicker. They absorb that water a little bit more. But, you know, you want to protect them to staying. You know, do realize that on Christmas trees, cut Christmas trees, when you bring them in the house, if they dry out, they start to callus over and it has a hard time reabsorbing the water. So stay on that water. That's really something to be thinking about. Now, I know we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Lowell.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm listening on 980 WCAP.
Awesome.
Enjoying your program. Yeah, I've been enjoying it every weekend, and of course, I'm usually too busy to call in. And so got a little downtime waiting for the storm. Had a few questions for you.
Yeah, definitely. Let's hear them.
All right. So hydrangeas, I know you talked a lot about those. I have several, about three of them in my yard. They're beautiful, but right now they're just a bunch of tall sticks with the leaves still caught in the bottom of them. I was wondering if there's any things I can do to lift that snow, or do I just leave them?
Now, what color hydrangeas were they?
They were mostly like blue, just like a periwinkle blue.
Yep. Now, are they like?
Yes, sir.
Are they the big bloom or are they the smaller, like medium size?
They're big. Yeah, okay. They're almost like a softball size.
So those are one that you can't really prune anything to them right now,
mm-hmm.
or in the spring.
Yeah.
You have to wait right until after it blooms to really prune it or clean it up.
So okay, I did a lot of that, yeah.
There's not a lot that you can do at this point. The only thing you can really look at is maybe the base of it, getting some mulch or some salt marsh hay, something, and covering that base and getting it up about 6 or 8 inches, kind of like you would like on a rose, but build around it to help protect and insulate that area, because that's your main core of the hydrangea in there. And if you're worried about something happening with the winter or even the weather that's coming, having that protected, at least the plant's going to stay protected. If some of the branching breaks off or something along those lines, it'll still be there to be that plant that you're looking for.
Okay, that sounds great. I might even want to leave those leaves there then.
Yeah.
A little bit of insulation.
Exactly. And if you leave some of those leaves, it's not going to be a big deal on it. Adding those leaves just helps protect it. But the big thing is just making sure in the spring you get it cleaned out early.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, perfect. All right, my next question is, I'm not sure what kind type of plants these are, but they're I just kind of call them mulberry bushes. They grow like 20 feet tall. They're those borderline bushes.
Yep.
You know, when you put them in your backyard. Well, bought a house. We had they had a row of them, and then there was a shed, and the shed had to get torn down, so now we have a hole there. I planted some new ones. They look pretty much like the same variety, but I planted three, and two of them are doing great, and looks like one is just solid, you know, all brown and looks dead. Do I leave it, wait for it to come back in the spring?
So what I'd like you to do is go out there today and scratch the bark on that one. Okay.
Okay.
See what color the bark is underneath. You just take your finger, you know, fingernail, and scratch a little bit. If it's green underneath there, it's fine.
Okay.
If it's brown, it's not worth it. It's dead.
Okay.
You'll be able to tell. So the ones that you know that are really good, if you just go over there and scratch a little bit, you'll see the green right underneath it. If you go to that one and it's brown underneath, you'll even sometimes see like a discoloration of the bark compared to the others. You'll be able to tell. Some of it might be just the top dead. Some might be the lower parts dead. So kind of scratch a few areas, because you might be able to save it by, you know, where the dead is, just getting rid of the dead versus cutting the whole thing out. It just might be a little smaller, might not be as full as the others, but it still might be alive and you know, trying to keep going.
Yeah, it looks like the other ones look real lively and only had a few brown branches. I took those immediately off, and they're thriving. And I think maybe this one just didn't get enough soil or enough rooting system. There may have been some rocks around there. And then my final question, if you have time, would be related to those bushes. In the back of the bushes, my neighbors have wild overgrown vines and berries and all those. I don't know what they are, but they kind of take over, and we've trimmed some of those back. I heard you before saying sometimes it's like giving those things a haircut if you just go back there. And I took down a sumac tree that is really annoying.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering about those encroaching vines. If I get those out of there, can I will the plant grow a little taller?
It'll definitely help it, because those vines just take over and will take some of the nutrients from the plants. They'll take the light away from the plants. They'll take a lot of different things, and they don't take tons of it at a time, but It's that over time, and they're getting a little bit of everything. So they're taking some of that energy away from the plant.
Fortunately enough, my neighbors on the backside are nice enough, and they said, "Hey, go for it." But I had another, the vines are coming from the neighbor's side. So as long as I cut them on my bushes, I think I should be okay.
I think so. And if in some of those areas, maybe in the spring, and they start to grow over, and you can get to the branches, you could actually take, there's some products out there, a stump and vine killer, or the cleanup from Bonide. And actually, instead of spraying it, so you're not spraying into the soil or around it, you take a paintbrush, and you dip the paintbrush into the solution, and then paint where you made a fresh cut. And that chemical will absorb into it and kill that plant, versus just being sprayed and going all over your plants or all over something that they may want to keep. So
excellent.
Definitely make a fresh cut before you do that, but that's going to help prevent some of them and kill back a little bit, so you won't have to worry about it.
That sounds like a project in the springtime, so thanks again for all your help.
All right, Jake.
Happy holidays to you guys.
You too. Have a great one. We'll be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have open lines, so give us a call and we can help you out with any of your gardening questions today. Now, I know we've talked a lot about hydrangeas today, and had a question via email last week that I just didn't get a chance to get to. But their question was about their blue hydrangea. The leaves and flowers have not fallen off yet, and I don't know what to do. Thank you for any advice you can give me. Well, so if the leaves and flowers haven't fallen off, there's really not much you can do. You can't really cut it back. A lot of blue hydrangeas, the older style blue hydrangeas, when you cut them at, you know, this time of year or early spring, you're cutting off some of next year's blossoms. The endless summer hydrangea, that's not the case, but a lot of the older style, the blue hydrangeas, the ones that were around, you know, before the endless summer came out, I believe the endless summer came out about like 15 years ago. Was introduced and really figured out. So before that, a lot of the blue varieties, you weren't getting, it was only on old wood. So you never felt like you could really cut them back. You always were like, okay, is it too early? Is it too late? Oh, I missed that day. It felt like it had to be like on a certain day at a certain time to cut back your blue hydrangeas. But, you know, with the newer varieties, like an endless summer, you can cut it in the spring or in the fall. You just don't want to cut it, you know, late in the spring due to the fact that it can be starting to form some of its blossoms. I personally have actually, when I worked at a different garden center, we had a bunch of endless summer hydrangeas that had come in. And they were a little bit leggy. They weren't compact bush that we were looking for. And we cut them back. And we threw some fertilizer on them. And in about 6 weeks, they had refilled, and they were starting to bloom. So it can be done on that endless summer hydrangea. So it's not something to worry about. But again, right now, if the leaves and flowers have still not fallen off, it's okay. Kind of just leave it. You can cut off some of the blossoms at this point if you're worried. But with the weather coming, and even if, you know, last week, I would still say kind of leave it. I'd let it kind of go. Wait till the spring. And in the spring, you're going to notice, you know, some of the branches are going to have leaves on them. They're going to start popping leaves, and some are going to be sticks. I want you to wait as long as you can, middle of May to end of May, before you would cut any of those sticks out. Because there is a chance that some of them might actually have flowers coming off of them, or, you know, be able to grow and blossom for you. So that's why you want to wait, because it's just at that last minute when you're like, all right, I've had enough, I'm going to cut them. You look in, and it's got buds coming out of the sides, the leaf buds, and then you know that that branch is going to be going. So it's tough, because there are a lot of times when you're looking at them, you're saying, all right, just do something for me. Get, you know, show me something. And it just doesn't happen. But then there are other times you're like, all right, show me something, and it does happen. So that's where it's that fine line when it comes to hydrangeas. Hydrangeas are awesome plants. They're stunning flowers, so many different colors and shades and sizes. But they take a little bit of work. And your blue hydrangeas are the ones that take a little bit more work. Your white hydrangeas or the pinkish hydrangeas. When I say pink, I mean white forming into pink, not pink all the way that should have been a blue. That's based on your acidity level of your hydrangea. I'm talking about the white that will fade into a pink, like a strawberry sundae or a It's a bunch of strawberry-style hydrangeas. Those ones you want to cut late winter, early spring to get ready for the season. Later in the season, the more likely you are to cut off some of the blooming shoots. So just something to think about. Some of the white you could do right now, but I'm afraid with some of the snow that's coming, the exposed fresh cuts might, freeze and have some issues and absorb the freeze into the plant a little bit more versus leaving it alone and waiting for the spring. So something to be thinking about. You know, it's touch and go depending upon where you are. But hydrangeas, they take a little bit of work, but they're stunning plants. We're going to take a break. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. We got open line, so we'll try to get some of your calls. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Thanksgiving travel period began a few days ago, but people spaced out their departures. Today, most folks are expected to be traveling back home, and they'll be battling winter storms on both sides of the country. It's expected to be the busiest travel day of the year for U.S. airlines, and travel expert Mark Murphy says, given the weather, it's going to be a day of big delays.
Unfortunately, when you have these consistent storms coming through, you're going to see a pileup of delays that's going to have a domino effect going forward.
9 people are dead after a plane crash in South Dakota Saturday. The FAA says that as many as a dozen people were on board when the plane went down just after taking off from Chamberlain Municipal Airport. That area was experiencing some extreme winter weather at the time of that crash. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Liz is in Cape Cod.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I purchased a couple of those amaryllis bulbs in a discount store.
Yep.
And I planted them in the medium that was given, but they're really not doing anything. Shall I repot them in potting soil?
You could. You could even, you know, it's not always about the soil. What's how much light are you giving them? How often are you watering, etc.?
Well, the directions say to, you know, moisten the whatever that stuff is, and then not to water it till it sprouts. So it's always kind of moist and damp.
Yep.
And it's
okay.
Full sun, so. But it's been like 4 weeks now, and there's barely, if I peel back some of the brown paper, there's a little tip coming. And I actually pulled one out of the pot yesterday, and it does have little roots now, but it may have, yeah, it didn't in the beginning.
Yeah, but so the bulb is starting to emerge. The root system is getting out there. What could have happened is some of those were in their dormant period, and they're just coming out of that. What I'd like to see you do, you could repot them. And, you know, get some nice soil. But I'd like to see you really just keep on with them. Take a look at how far down in the soil did you plant it?
Well, it's like the upper 25% of the bulb is showing, you know, the neck and a little bit of the round part.
I'd almost take a little bit of that soil away from the bulb a little bit, almost get it down to about close to 50% showing on the amaryllis bulb. sometimes, okay. sometimes I've seen the amaryllis bulb just sitting in a bag without the soil, already have a root system, and then shooting out flowers. It's one that doesn't...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I purchased one recently in the grocery store that had come right out of the box. It was still in the plastic bag in a box, and it had buds. It was beautiful.
Exactly. So they don't need to be covered completely with soil. I'd almost keep it about halfway, you know, 50%. That's going to allow also what it's going to do is focus that root system lower when you're watering. You know, keep it, get it a little bit moist in there. You'll start to see some of it pop up. Make sure you can put it in a sunny window, a south-facing window, so you can get a lot of sun on it.
Right.
What that's going to do is help wake it up, get it going. As you start to see the buds emerge, that's when you would want to fertilize it to get it to grow for you a little bit more and flower more for you.
Right.
So repotting could help it. But just take down some of that soil versus just having it, you know, versus having it all 75% of the bulb covered. You can actually cover maybe only a half. That might help it breathe a little bit more, maybe get a little bit more exposure to work for you.
Right. I'll go do that right now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call, Liz, and good luck.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I've had a lot of questions this week and via email asking in regards to our holiday wreaths. Are we doing them again? Yes, we are definitely doing them. And by we, I mean it. My brother Jason is part of it at the company he works for called Fiddleheads Florist. You can definitely get some information from them. You can order on their website. Their website is fiddleheadflorist.com. Again, fiddleheadflorist.com. And they have four new styles this year. They're all locally sourced, double-sided, and handmade in Maine. And my brother Jason is involved, obviously, with the process, as well as the owner, founder, and CEO of Fiddleheads, Lauren Springer. They are keeping our tradition alive with the 30-plus years of the Paul Parent Garden Club that we have had with these wreaths. They're continuing to go to it. So shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. But again, go to their website, fiddleheadflorist.com, fiddleheadflorist.com, to get your wreath. And they've already started shipping, and they'll be taking care of you. There's free shipping on all deliveries this year, so that's a great thing. But definitely take a look into them. Go to their website. Look at the styles. They're really awesome. They do a great job. And again, my brother Jason's involved, so it's got to be awesome, right? Our phone number here today, 855-660-4261. We do have a bunch of open lines that we can do our best to help you with and answer your calls so we can do everything we can to help you out, like I said. And we'll do our best to get the right answer for you, and if not, we'll let you know. But definitely try to help you out as much as possible. There's a lot of things coming. Like I said, we've talked about this a lot. Snow. Snow's on its way. It's just too much, obviously. It changes every, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes. But it can be we're looking at 4 to 8 inches, 2 to 4 inches, 3 to 6 inches, who knows? We'll only know at the end of the end of the snowstorm what's going to happen, but we do know it's going to be a couple days of late Sunday into Monday and maybe part of Sunday morning. So we'll do, we'll see what happens. It's that time of year again, so definitely something to look at. Now, we haven't really talked much about any of the houseplants that are out there, but there's tons of different houseplants all coming in. And, you know, the great flowers we have at this time of year, poinsettias, Christmas cactus. We have some cyclamen out there. You know, bunch of different ones. There's even some types of hydrangeas that you can have indoors. Orchids, those are stunning, different colors. You know, go out and maybe use that as a gift this year, a plant, and give it to somebody versus, you know, something that they might only have for a little while. A lot of plants will last forever, keep going, so it's something to give, and always, those people will always remember what they got from you. But those are a couple ideas. We seem to talk about it a lot when it comes to houseplants, but if you're buying a houseplant, it's hard to just stick to just one, but I'd like to say get a couple so you can put them in the same area together to get that humidity in the area. It wants the humidity for those to be successful. For those houseplants, when you group them like that, the humidity will actually help them. You know, it's funny, when it's very humid in New England, we're all just sweating, we're dying. It's like, oh, it's too much. But the plants love it. It actually helps them succeed. It helps the airflow in the plants and makes them, you know, almost feel like they're where they're native from, in groupings. So it's something to really think about when you're doing, houseplants in the house. If you're looking to add humidity to the area, there's a couple things you could do. You could be spritzing them, you know, spraying them with a water bottle, into the air around it, creating that moisture, but that only lasts a little bit of time. It tends to go away, you know, within half hour, maybe more, probably a little bit more. But you could really do something that's really helpful. Get one of those plastic containers that you would use as a tray underneath the planters. Fill it up about halfway with rocks, and then fill it with water. Put it around those plants, maybe put it behind so it's not seen, but that right there will create humidity around the plants and actually get them to grow a little bit. So again, getting some of those houseplants together in groups, getting that humidity, you're going to have more success with your houseplants than if they're all spaced out. Obviously, some need more sun than shade, but try to get those ones that will get more of the filtered light together, more that will take full sun together, and group them, and they're going to be successful. They're more successful in groups than they are by themselves. I'm not saying that by themselves they're not going to be successful. That is, you know, it is still done all the time. It's just there's a better chance for survival this way. So something to look at when you're looking at houseplants. I know a few people who started out with just, they're like, all right, I'm going to get one or two houseplants, and now they just can't stop with the houseplants. It just makes the house feel like outdoors. It's such a nice feeling to be able to walk in and just feel comfortable. So that's something to really look at and think about. Now, we've talked about many times, and with the snowstorm coming, it's not going to be able to be done today, but later in the week, we're looking at maybe some 40-degree weather. But wilt-proof can be done at that time. Wilt-proof is a antitranspirant that is organic, non-hazardous, and biodegradable, and actually able to protect the plants and keep the moisture in the plants versus allowing that moisture to come out during the season. It protects plants against cold, drying winds of winter, and it will actually later on, the hot, drying winds of summer. Protects plants when roots are frozen in the winter, depriving them of their normal moisture intake as well as during periods of drought. You can even use it on your Christmas trees and wreaths by reducing the moisture loss, which results in that needle drop and the browning. Comes in four sizes, ready to use trigger spray. 1 quart concentrate, 5 gallon concentrate, and a 1 gallon concentrate. You can mix those up and spray on the plants. You only need a couple hours for it to dry, so you want to make sure there's no rain in the forecast or snow, and get those covered. But again, it's not just for outside, it's for indoors as well. Treat any evergreen that you have out there, rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, laurels. Don't spray any like blue spruce. We don't want to spray a blue spruce. the blue for some reason, even though it's organic, it will take off some of that blue. But you definitely want to spray any evergreen to help protect them. It's definitely something we should be doing. If you have, if you're looking for more information, you can go to wiltproof.com. It's actually WILT-PRUF.com to get some information. You can look up at the brochure with what to do, etc. So definitely take a look there. But it's something to not just be thinking about outdoor, but thinking about your Christmas trees and greens and wreaths to get them lasting longer. Because we know if we use them outside and they're in containers, some of those greens, they're going to freeze in there and get stuck. Well, we want them to look good all season, so this is going to help them that way, you know, when they're not covered in snow. So really look at it, say, all right, this is what I have. I want to protect these and go from there. Wiltproof can actually last 3 to 4 months. So we're looking, we did this now. You're getting all of December, all of January, all of February, all of March. And we're getting right into the spring again. So, you know, looking like 40s later in the week. Hopefully you can get it done there, but you don't want to do it any colder than 40 degrees. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some open lines, so give us a call. We'll definitely help you out.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A little over an hour left in the show. And we have some open phone lines, so give us a call. We can help you out. But it's that holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoyed all of your families that you went to see near and far. I know we had a great holiday. Got to see both sides of the family and enjoy a little bit of that good food that we have year after year. It's great to be seeing the family. So hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving and got to see your families as well. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Kathy in Michigan.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. I have a lot of leftover tulip bulbs I didn't have time to plant this year. And I'm wondering, can I save those in some way till next year? And well, I have a second question. Some of the ones that I did get planted, I watered them in really well, and then it just, we had this terrible freeze that was unexpected, like the next day. And I'm worried that maybe once I did get in, froze. So any suggestions on either of those points?
Okay. So we can start with the first one here. The thing about the bulbs, right, is you want to get them planted in the fall because they have that dormancy period. They go into the cold and then come up in the spring. I would almost look at it and say, all right, what else can I do with them right now? Maybe you could get some pots, you know, some plastic pots from a garden center, something along those lines. Plant a few of them in the soil there. Get those outside or into like a garage or something like that where they're going to have a dormancy period. And maybe in the spring, once it starts to warm up, get them outside. They can start to pop up. And then you have pots of the tulips versus just in the garden.
Okay.
So if you have a few left, you could do that. Because what will happen is even if they want that dormancy period, they want to be cold. So the ones that went into the ground, you water deep and froze, that's okay. That's actually okay. They want that cold period. It's basically getting them to hibernate, if you will. Getting them so they are ready for the next season. They need that 4 or 5 months of dormancy to build all its energy back up to get it to bloom for the next year. So it's actually okay. I wouldn't worry about it as much as anything else. I think you're going to be fine with there. But I think with those other bulbs, maybe get them in some containers, some, you know, different sizes. So you can maybe move them around, because it's always one of those things where, depending upon when Easter is, and I believe Easter is a little bit earlier, or it might actually be around the same time, you can buy the tulips at that point for Easter, but then when the tulips actually come up in the ground, you can't really buy them again. So you might have some that you can go around, maybe have, you know, give them out for gifts or have them in the yard at different times than the ones that are in the ground. So it's a nice way to save them.
When I put them in these pots of soil, should I water them right away?
I'd water it in. So one of the reasons why I'd water it in is it's not really for the bulbs itself. It's more for the soil. Because when you put in a new potting soil, it's sometimes loose. And you want it to be compact around the bulbs. I'm not talking about, like, compact where you step on it or, you know, use something to really pack it in. I'm talking more watered in so that soil that is loose will compact around it. Then you'll notice if you need to add more soil on it. And again, you want to make sure the top is covered with the soil. You only want it to be down, you know, a few inches. But water it in so that soil is nice and compact and it keeps it around there and it keeps it for that dormancy period. It'll keep the bulb itself, you know, comfortable.
Okay, because the ones I planted, it said to put them in 6 inches deep.
Yeah, it's 4 to 6 inches deep would be fine.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Alrighty.
Hopefully I'll have some nice tulips in the spring then.
Definitely, I think you will.
Can I plant them again in the spring? Can I, when it's warmer,
you can definitely get them in the ground.
Can I put them in?
Definitely. Okay. You can get them in the grounds. You know, some tulips will come back, but they don't come back as full year after year. So just realize that, but, you know, maybe a one and done type thing, or they can keep going for years to come. But I think that's going to help you to use up some of those bulbs you do have.
All right. Thank you. Great advice. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Kathy. Have a great one. Going to a break. We'll be back in a couple.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.